So I'm joined with singer-songwriter Sasha McVeigh. Sasha, you were born in Hereford. Tell me what it was like growing up.
Well, it's one of those kind of bizarre situations, and I think everyone kind of goes through this when you're a kid, when you grow up in any place, really. I hated where I grew up when I was a kid. You know, like how when you're a child and you think that everywhere else is way better than where you live. I think it's you know, it's all part of the whole, you know, imagination thing. I think you always imagine that everywhere else is, you know, more exciting than where you're actually from, but... what's been wonderful about, you know, doing all this is that I've got to travel and see, you know, lots and lots of places all over UK and in America. And, you know, now looking at it from this perspective, when I come home, it's like, thank goodness. I mean, it's so true when people, you know, used to say when I was a kid that there's, you know, nowhere really in the UK that's as beautiful as like the Golden Valley and the Herefordshire kind of area, because it's just so true. You know, when you come back and you just go through that sign, it's like, welcome to Herefordshire. It's like, woohoo, I'm home. And, you know, it's just, it's a wonderful place, you know, to grow up. It's, you know, you've got the nature side of things. The people are wonderful here. And so I'm very, very thankful that my parents didn't listen to my ramblings when I was about 5 saying, we need to move, we need to go somewhere else, because I definitely am so pleased that I grew up here.
So when did you first start getting interested in music?
Well, my dad was always a big country music fan, and my mum was kind of interested in, she loved Motown and all that kind of stuff. So music was always around when, you know, I was growing up. And I've just always loved to sing ever since I was, you know, ever since I could talk, I would sing. I mean, at Tesco's in Belmont, whenever I go up there to do my shopping, all the women in there still remember when I was about like 18 months old and stuff, and my mum would push me in the shopping trolley and I'd be singing away to all sorts of different things. But professionally, I kind of realised that this was something I wanted to pursue in 2012, which was when I finished at the Sixth Form College here in Hereford. And that was really when I kind of went full pelt on doing it as like a professional career. But I've just always loved to sing and write songs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's definitely been an always kind of thing.
So in 2012, you made a big decision. You did some gigs in Nashville, Tennessee. What was that experience like?
It was terrifying, like at first, because, you know, it's a difficult, you know, it was a difficult decision to come to. I'd always kind of sung at school talent shows and, you know, music festival things that the school would put on and things like that. But I'd never really gone out there and, you know, really gigged, except for odd things here and there in and around Hereford and kind of the local area. And so it was very, very nerve-wracking at first, especially going over abroad to the US, where country music is much more of a staple genre than it is here. There's been a lot of resurgence going on in recent times. So country is like a known genre over here now. But in America, it's kind of part of their culture. And I was thinking to myself, how on earth are these Americans going to respond to a British girl singing country music? What are they going to think? But, you know, it was really well received. So that was, you know, hugely humbling for me to be able to go over there and be accepted into their hearts, so to speak. And it was just incredible. It was like the University of Music, because I was kind of thrown in at the deep end, only knowing 17 kind of cover songs and, you know, only having, you know, a certain number of songs I'd written myself. It was a huge, huge learning experience, and I wouldn't be where I am now without that happening.
So when you go over there, where do you stay?
Sometimes I would stay with friends, or we'd stay in very, very dodgy hotels. There is nothing like Travelodge in America. Well, in the sense that there are Travelodges, but they're not all on one level standard. I mean, recently on the tour I just did, we stayed in something called a Motel 6 in New Mexico, and there were cockroaches everywhere. But that's, you know, it's all part of the experience, you know, for me. I mean, it definitely makes for some fun songwriting on the road.
So I was looking on your website, and you performed at the Country Jam Festival, and you did the US National Anthem in front of 40,000 people. Yeah. You know, how awesome was that?
It was absolutely crazy. It was kind of one of those experiences. That was kind of a moment for me where, I mean, I was almost in tears for one when they asked me, because as somebody from the UK being asked to sing, you know, something as prestigious and, you know, that as the national anthem, as their national anthem, it was a huge deal for me. And my dad used to be in the Special Forces here. And so, you know, there was a lot of ties, you know, to that for me. I have a lot of friends who serve in the military, both here in the UK and, you know, in the US. And it was just unbelievable. You know, you're stood there singing the anthem and everybody is singing it back at you. I actually did it this time that I was away as well at the Taste of Country Festival in New York. And all 20,000 people were singing it back at me. it's incredible. It's huge to realize that, and it's the same here when people do the anthem here. You know, everybody kind of rallies up together, and you get that real sense of community that we're all kind of like connected by this kind of unseen, you know, thing, and it's amazing.
So you're back in the UK.
Yes.
Tell me about your tour, where you're going to be going.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited to get this tour, you know, going. I mean, the last one was so much fun. I toured in April. It was a co-headline tour. I did it with Sonia Lee, who is an American artist. But this tour that I'm doing in September is my first time doing a headline tour in, you know, at home in the UK. And that is a huge deal, you know, for me. I'm bringing along an act called The Canes, who are American. They played at the Country to Country Festival in London at the O2, where I also did some stuff on the pop-up stages. So they're coming over with me, and they're actually originally from Alabama, but they're now Nashville-based. And I also have an Arizona-based band called Loveless Effect, who will be coming over. They're a bit more on the rock side of the spectrum, so I think that'll add in a bit of, like, fun kind of flavour to the show. But, no, it's wonderful. I'm getting to go to all these, you know, wonderful places. All the fans are so excited. I get to do a show here in Hereford at the Courtyard, which I am so excited for. And I just can't wait to get back out on the road.
So finally, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Hopefully still doing this. I mean, it's for me, the bit that I love the most is the performing and the writing the music and all that kind of stuff. I always say that for me, it's not about being on the front cover of magazines or, you know, being number one in the charts or, you know, whatever. If those things come along, then that's wonderful. I mean, I'm an independent artist. I'm not signed to a record label or anything like that. But, you know, for me, the reason I got into this is because I love music and I love to sing and I love to make people happy with my music. So as long as in 5 years' time people are still wanting me to tour all over the place and do shows and people are still interested in my songwriting, then, you know, that's all I can really ask for.